This is Apollo Control, 89 hours, 15 minutes, ground elapsed time. Some 55 seconds until Apollo 17 comes from behind the moon on the start of the first lunar orbit. Of the spacecraft and word that the burn went successful, which apparently it has, because the spacecraft without a burn would have appeared some 8 minutes ago. The ignition time was 88:54:21 in ground elapsed time. Should be getting lock on fairly soon, zero. That was the theoretical acquisition time. Of course, it does take a few seconds for the ground station to lock on to the signal from the spacecraft. We're waiting word from the communications officer that we have indeed gotten a signal and telemetry from the spacecraft.
Hello there, America. We hear you talking. Hello, America. This is Houston. How do you read?
Attitude? Yeah, we're in attitude. 65, 68. Yeah, we're in attitude.
America, Houston, over.
Game prompt. Okay. Let's see your manual. Yeah, we started to get it a while ago. Yeah, we're at the edge of Marginis.
This is Apollo Control. Here in the control center, we're hearing the crew aboard the spacecraft, Apollo 17, very clearly. However, the ground has not been able to fully lock up on the spacecraft with the so-called uplink, the voice uplink, and apparently it has to do with the 85-foot antenna at Goldstone. We're continuing to stand by until the two-way communications are complete. Hour and 20 minutes before loss of signal as we go across the face of the moon, the front face of the moon on the first lunar orbit at 8920 and standing by. This is Apollo Control.
Okay, it came in there. There it goes.
Hello! Hello, America. How do you read Houston? Over.
America, Houston, this is America. You can breathe easier. America has arrived on station for the challenge ahead.
Very good. We've been hearing you for a couple minutes now. We've had a ground sight problem, but you're loud and clear now.
Okay, that's what we sort of thought, Gordo. The SPS burn could not have been more nominal. I've got some numbers for you if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, TIG was on time. TIG was on time. Burn time was 6 plus 3.3. BG is 2.9er, 8.9er, 9er. Roll was 008, pitch 357, yaw 006, all at the end of the burn. Residuals minus 0.3, plus 0.1, and 0. Delta VC was minus 6.8, oxidizer 34.0, fuel 34.5, unbalance is 110, decrease. The CMC holds us in a 170.3 by 52.5.
That sounds great, Gene.
It was an auto ignition. It was an auto shutdown. I think any comments during the burn are on the tape. But to me, it was probably the smoothest and quietest SPS burn I ever remember.
Roger.
Houston, this is Jack. The Pugs was erratic. It's the only thing I noticed that was off nominal. It bounced around a lot in bouncing around was initially for about a minute around 1.8 decrease. Then it gradually started to diverge from that to in more decrease down to about 2.5 or make that 3. Decrease, and I went to decrease on the switch, and about the time of crossover, I had it at about 1 decrease, and it crossed over, it stabilized at 0, and I went to normal, and it stayed there the rest of the burn, until just near the end, it started to go decrease again.
Okay, we copy that, Jack.
Okay, Gordo, did you by any chance get the S4B impact?
Okay, the new impact time for that is 89.39, so we haven't quite got there yet.
Okay, thank you.
And Houston, Ron here. Something a little bit of a surprise to me. When I turned on bank A, the chamber pressure came up to 87% and stayed there, essentially. 5 seconds later, I put on bank B, the chamber pressure rose to 90, about 91, somewhere in that area. And then throughout the burn, chamber pressure increased, which you'll see on the strip chart. But I was sure surprised at only 87% when we started it. It looked like the velocity gain versus time was correct throughout the burn, though. The max on the chamber pressure ever got to was about 97%. And that was toward the end of the burn.
Roger, Ron.